Hello, friends. You're listening to Conversations. I'm Don Shire. I'm with Dave Wager. Dave is the president of Silver Birch Ranch. It's a ministry that brings you this program. And Dave and I have been doing this for, over 25 years in one form or another. And Dave, how are you doing today?
Good. And it's always good to be with you and have just a conversation and not necessarily a lecture, but something that two old guys that have been in ministry can talk about.
Two friends getting together and just kind of comparing notes and seeing what God's doing. You were telling me a little bit earlier today about an article that you were reading. What was that all about?
The Seattle Times wrote an article, and they wrote it about a while ago, that earthquake that happened in Sumatra. Mm-hmm. And World Vision would move in and try and help the people that were in trouble. And they were saying, did you know that World Vision actually... their mission is to proselytize. And they go in and talk about it. And the guy who was writing it was very kind. I mean, he even sponsors a child, through World Vision. So it wasn't that he was saying, this is a really bad organization. But what he was saying was proselytism, basically, I'll give you the definition here because they write it, takes place whenever assistance is offered on a condition that people must listen or respond to a message or as an inducement to leave one to join another part of a Christian church. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. When Don Shire Ministry goes into a place, do you help people conditionally?
No, it's unconditional. They don't have to be a certain religion to come to us. However, when they do come to us and we are able to help them, we do it in a way that honors Christ. If a widow comes off the street and she wants to live in one of our widow's homes, she's living with women that know Jesus Christ as Savior for the most part. And, most of them do, is what I mean. And the ones that don't eventually do because they see Christ. They see the truth, and so they do convert. They do, I don't even like that word, they do acknowledge that Jesus Christ is their hope for eternity. Matter of fact, I had a woman I was in India 10 days ago, and I was in one of the widow's homes, and I asked them to share some of their stories, what their life was like before and how their life changed when they came to our home. And this one lady, she said, my husband used to beat me every day. Mm. And she said, I grew up Muslim. I grew up in a Muslim home. My husband used to beat me every day, and I thought he was going to kill me, and I ran away. And I've been living on the streets for a long time. And she said, someone told me about this home, and I came here. She said, the best thing that ever happened to me was going through all of what I had to go through so that I could come here and learn about Jesus, because now my life is completely changed. She said, no one ever loved me in my whole life until I came here. And she said, and I found out how much God loves me, and I love him so much, and I look forward to eternity with him. It was the most beautiful testimony I had heard in a long time. And so, Dave, that's a long answer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. When Jesus fed the 5,000, were there any conditions on it?
He just did it.
Just did it.
Well, Dave, here, I want to turn the tide a little bit, okay? Because, I have people ask me a lot, Don, right now we have around 340 orphans that we've taken off the streets in India, 171 widows that we've taken off the streets, and we're providing for them every day for their basic needs and education and so forth. I have a lot of people saying, Don, there's a lot of money in India. Why aren't they helping them?
Right.
And then I start to look at it, and I realize that India doesn't like us helping the children.
Right.
They don't like us helping the widows. And, you wonder, well, now, why would they have a problem with that? If they're not doing anything to help them, why would they have a problem with us? Now, Dave, what if, now, Silver Birch Ranch is a wonderful, wonderful organization here, but what if we found out that 100 acres right next door to Silver Birch Ranch just got bought by a Muslim group?
Yeah.
And they were going to start a camp.
Yep.
And they were going to offer it for free to street children and people in need, and they could come and be a part of their camp. And as a part of that, they're going to teach them the prayers and what to do. Would there be any talk about that here?
Oh, absolutely.
Would we be saying, oh, yes, good, you're helping all those people? No, the community would be very, very upset and concerned over it.
Absolutely.
And so when you turn the table like that, that's what we're doing. We're going into their territory. And so the question becomes, well, are you trying to convert them? Dave, the answer is yes.
Yes.
They are right.
See, well, you're unapologetic about it. I mean, you're totally unapologetic towards that, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't want to support that, they don't have to support you.
Right, right. And that's the whole thing with World Vision. If someone's concerned about that, well, maybe they should find an organization that is totally neutral.
Well, you know what? I mean, this article makes a good point, though. What they've said is that World Vision actually subscribes to American Red Cross standards,
mm-hmm.
which basically prohibits them. I'll read it to you. The organization ascribes to Red Cross standards prohibiting conversion activities. But consider the next paragraph from the website. In other words, it goes on to say, but that's what they're about, even though they ascribe. So I understand the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically they're saying, you know what? They say that they're not out there proselytizing or trying to convert people, but they are out there by their vision statement, yeah. proselytizing or trying to convert people.
Yeah, you know, it's not a planned attack. Let's feed them so we can trick them into.
Exactly.
You know, I want to help orphans.
Exactly.
I want to help these ladies that are on the street begging. I can't drive by and just ignore them. I want to help them. But I really, in helping them, I want them to know that eternity can be covered.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what I think they're doing there. I think this is an unfair article in that sense, because I think what's really happening is like Silverbridge Ranch. Right on the big sign out front, it says, to know Christ, to make him known.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell children, come up and ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want them to ride horses? Because everything about Christianity is relational. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when you develop a relationship with somebody, and you develop a relationship with God, that solves the problems in life. It does. It starts with God and moves to other people. Loving God and loving people, that's what it's about. Activities allow you to develop relationships. And the whole goal is to know Christ and to make him known. We make no qualms about it.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody would come and ask, you know, we'd love to support you, but we don't want you to be about Jesus. It's like, well, then don't support us. Because we are unashamedly. You know, it's kind of like you're married, right, Don?
Yes, I am.
Are you ashamed
43
of that?
43 years, not ashamed at all.
Yeah, me neither. So I can go somewhere and say, I'm married, I love my wife, and no problem. See, I love God.
Mm-hmm.
Our last program we talked, I was talking about going to a secular university. I love going there and just starting with this phrase. I love God.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you to love him too. And then I go on and talk about whatever I'm going to talk about. Because right up front, I'm not ashamed of this.
This is who I am.
Yeah. And now if you don't want to hear it, get up and walk out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I am here because I want you to know the wonders of being loved by God. And that's what I see you doing in other countries, and I really think World Vision is attempting to do the same, and they're not holding food in front of people and saying, if you become a Christian, we'll give it to you.
Right.
They're not doing that. They're feeding everybody because that's what Jesus would do. And those who inquire, they will give them the gospel.
Yeah. I like the example you used when Jesus fed the 5,000. Did he qualify them first? No, he just fed them.
Yeah, and you can go through the Bible and see he healed people that didn't even have faith.
Right.
I mean, there were times, and he didn't heal people at times. Who knows? The bottom line really is there weren't all these qualifications that went on to make sure that somebody was in a right position or they can convert them or whatever else it might be. And I think that sometimes if you're in the secular world, you're always looking for the scandal somewhere.
Mm, it's like that's true.
This group is taking your money, and they're actually telling people about Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they say they're going to do. So if you know, I think the person who gives money to World Vision should be a little responsible to go check out what they're actually about mm-hmm. before they give money to them. And that would be wise for any donation that anybody gives to anywhere.
Yeah.
Is check out what they're about and see that they're actually about that.
Yeah. Well, again, this is Conversations. Thanks for tuning us in today. And I'm Don Shire. I'm with Dave Wager. Dave is president of Silver Birch Ranch, and the program is Conversations, and you can download it if you'd like at relate365.com. There's this program and many other programs available for download there. And so, again, that's relate365.com. I thank you so much for listening today, and we look forward to being with you the next time.